Warhammer 40k Starter Set vs Armageddon 2026, Best Beginner Box for 11th Edition. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. For a true beginner, buy the new 11th Edition Warhammer 40,000 Starter Set. It includes two complete combat patrol armies, 15 terrain pieces, a board, dice, rulers, rules, and a guided starter guide. Buy Armageddon instead when you already understand the hobby, want its space marine and orc models, and can supply terrain, tools, paint, time, and an opponent. Do not mistake the Armageddon launch box for the easiest teaching box. Warhammer's word starter is doing too much work. The 2026 shelf now contains a spectacular Armageddon launch box, a purpose-built 11th edition starter set, faction combat patrols, and leftover 10th edition entry boxes. They are not interchangeable. Imani's corrected verdict comes from Games Workshop's current contents pages and the questions new players are asking after release. The new 11th edition starter set is the best classroom. Armageddon is the better model feast for an informed buyer. That distinction matters more than the raw miniature count. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What are you actually buying in a Warhammer 40k starter box? A useful beginner box solves four jobs at once. It supplies two playable forces, teaches the current rules in a sensible order, provides a battlefield with enough terrain, and keeps the first build small enough to finish. A launch box may deliver extraordinary model value while solving only two of those jobs. Models, push fit kits short in assembly, but you still need clippers and time. A larger pile is not automatically a better first weekend. Learning path, a starter guide with staged games is more valuable to a first-time player than a thick rulebook handed over without context. Battlefield 11th edition is terrain conscious. A board and 15 terrain pieces make the new starter set a playable room, not merely two armies. Hobby supplies, paint, brushes, and tools are separate unless the exact box says otherwise. Price the complete first weekend, not only the carton. The catch is simple: miniature count measures plastic. It does not measure how quickly two beginners reach a coherent game. Is the Armageddon launch box worth it in 2026? Yes, for the right buyer, but it is not the default beginner recommendation. Armageddon is the 11th edition launch spectacle. 61 new pushfit space marine and orc miniatures, the core rules, mission material, data cards, transfers, and Armageddon lore. Its value is concentrated in models and the new edition event. What it does not do as cleanly as the new starter set is create a complete teaching table. You still need terrain, tools, paint, and a plan for two armies. That makes Armageddon excellent for an existing hobbyist, two friends splitting the factions, or a collector who genuinely wants both armies. It makes less sense for one curious beginner staring at 61 unbuilt models. Community answers now repeat the same split: buy Armageddon for miniatures and model value, buy the starter set to learn and play at home. If you only want one faction, price the split before buying the whole launch box and hoping the unwanted half quietly sells itself. Which 11th edition box is best for an absolute beginner? The new 2026 Warhammer 40,000 starter set. Games Workshop describes it as the newcomer box and includes two complete combat patrol armies, the core rules, a starter guide, 15 terrain pieces, a gaming board, rulers, and dice. That is the rare package that teaches, stages the battlefield, and gives two people repeatable forces. The 2023 introductory set remains a reasonable low-cost hobby sample when Amazon has legitimate old stock and your goal is to build, paint, and try short learning missions. It belongs to the previous edition, however, and should not be presented as the current rules entry point. For somebody who has never clipped a miniature, the best box is the one that reaches a finished learning game. Terrain and a guided sequence beat another tray of models every time. 11th Starter Set vs. Armageddon vs. Old 10th Edition Box's new 11th Edition Starter Set, best for two beginners and home learning. Two combat patrol armies, terrain, board, guided rules, dice, and rulers. Armageddon, best for existing hobbyists, model collectors, or two buyers splitting space marines and orcs. More plastic and launch book drama, more work before the table is complete. 2023 Starter Set, previous edition Space Marines vs. Tyranids. It can be a sensible Amazon clearance purchase for models and basic play, but its books are not the current 11th edition teaching path. 2023 Ultimate Starter Set, previous edition two-army box with terrain and a stronger physical table. Buy only when the price reflects its age and you are comfortable using current rules separately. Combat Patrol, one faction and a fixed-list game mode. Buy it after the faction choice is real, then check the current Warhammer app because patrol availability and rules change across edition updates. Should a new player start with a combat patrol? Start with a combat patrol when you already know the faction you want and have access to an opponent, terrain, dice, and current rules. It is a focused army purchase, not a complete two-player classroom. Do not rank patrols by model count alone. A smaller elite force can be easier to finish, transport, and understand. The better beginner choice is the faction whose models you want to paint for a month and whose current patrol rules are present in the Warhammer app. There is one immediate 2026 warning. Do not buy a codex or patrol from a stale recommendation without checking its current edition status. Community threads around the 11th edition transition include patrols moving in and out of the app and players warning newcomers away from soon-to-refresh books. Confirm the exact box, current fixed list, and current rules before checkout. Paints and tools, use what's in the box or buy them separately. Assume the current starter set and Armageddon need a separate hobby kit unless the exact listing explicitly includes supplies. At minimum, plastic clippers, a mold line scraper or hobby knife used safely, primer, a small brush, and a few paints matched to the scheme you actually want. Do not buy 30 colors before finishing one test model. Start with primer, one main armor color, one dark wash, a metallic, a detail color, and a basing material. Paint a single miniature, write down what slowed you, then expand the palette. Speed or contrast style paints can reduce the first army workload, but they do not remove preparation. Clean cuts, controlled primer, and letting layers dry will improve a beginner result more than another expensive paint rack. How to avoid wasting money when starting Warhammer 40K? Choose the job before the box. Learn with a friend, collect Armageddon models, or start one faction. Those are different carts, price, terrain, and tools. Armageddon's model value can evaporate as a beginner advantage when the room still needs a battlefield and hobby supplies. Split transparently. If two people want opposite Armageddon factions, agree on books, cards, transfers, and shared components before opening. Treat previous edition Amazon stock honestly. The 2023 starter and ultimate sets can be strong miniature packages at the right price, but their printed rules are not the current 11th edition teaching source. Verify the exact ASIN. Amazon titles and marketplace offers can combine editions or swap product photos. Puzzlewick only attaches a buy button after the product identity is exact. Wait on rules books during a transition. Check the official app and current Games Workshop downloads before buying a codex recommended in an older thread. The cheapest first army is the one you finish and play. A deal that creates 6 months of gray backlog is just storage with lore. Final verdict. The new 11th edition starter set is the correct first box for two beginners because it teaches the current game and supplies a real battlefield. Armageddon is the better launch spectacle for informed Space Marine and Orc buyers, especially when split. Treat 2023 starter and ultimate sets as discounted model packages with old printed rules and never attach an Amazon button until the ASIN identifies the exact edition. Frequently asked questions. What is the best Warhammer 40K starter set for a beginner in 2026? The new 11th edition starter set is the best beginner design because it includes two complete combat patrol armies, 15 terrain pieces, a board, dice, rulers, core rules, and a guided starter guide. Is Armageddon the 11th edition beginner starter set? Number Armageddon is the large 11th edition launch box and model showcase. It contains rules and two armies, but the separate 2026 starter set is designed more explicitly for newcomers and includes a complete terrain table. Should a beginner buy Armageddon or the new starter set, buy the starter set. To learn and play at home, buy Armageddon if you already understand the hobby, want both Space Marines and Orcs, or have a friend ready to split the two factions. Are the 2023 Warhammer 40K starter sets still worth buying? They can be worthwhile model bundles when clearly labeled and discounted. Their printed rules are 10th edition, so use current 11th edition rules and app content separately. What is the difference between the 2023 starter set and ultimate starter set? Both contain Space Marines and Tyranids from 10th edition. The ultimate box includes two complete combat patrol forces and terrain, making it the stronger physical table package. The standard box is smaller and cheaper. Should I start Warhammer 40K with a combat patrol? Yes, only when you already know your faction and have an opponent, terrain, and current rules. Check the Warhammer app to confirm that exact patrol's current fixed list before buying. Does Armageddon include paint and tools? Number budget separately for clippers, primer, brushes, paint, and basing supplies. The new 11th edition starter set also requires checking the exact listing for hobby supplies. Why is there no Amazon button for the new 11th edition starter set here yet? As of the July 26, 2026 source review, Puzzlewick could not verify one exact US Amazon ASIN for the newly released 2026 starter set. We will not attach an old 2023 product or a search results link and pretend it is the new box.